I was very pleased with the game. I thought it's consistent, the consistency we're looking for. I thought it was a great game. Went up and down the rink. I thought we're playing against arguably the best team in the East one way or the other. I thought we played a good game. I really enjoyed the game, and I thought everyone that we played well.
You have to be satisfied with winning the Pittsburgh one goal, especially after the Tampa game. Are you a little disappointed you only got out of the game with 1 point?
Well, we are, but at the same time, we got points out of the game, which is, I think, real important that we played well enough. We deserved a point. I mean, I was talking to Dave Cameron on the bench. This is one of those games where you say a tie might be the right outcome instead of having a shootout. But I thought the game was very well played by both teams, and we were pleased with how we were able to be consistent throughout the game and traded some opportunities here and there. But I thought both goalies played well. I thought both teams skated.
On the pregame show, you talked about being aware of where Crosby and Malkin were. Did you feel your team did a good job of making sure they were kept under control?
I don't think we control them all the time, but I thought the Kyle Turris line did a great job playing against Crosby's line, and Spezza's line played well against Malkin for the most part throughout the game. And it was a challenge, I know, for Kyle to do that, and he played very well.
You expect Daniel will be back for the next game?
I anticipate he's got the flu, so we anticipate he'll be able to practice tomorrow, but should be available to play on Tuesday.
How much did it change your plan when
we
couldn't play?
Well, anytime you can't have a play, it's a big deal. But we just felt there's an opportunity for Dogifus or someone else to stay in the lineup, get Letondres back in the lineup, and give them an opportunity to play. I think it kind of forced us to put Colin Greening with Spezza and Mahalik, so we put Silverberg with Turris, and it would have made, rather than putting Letondres on the other side. So I guess it kind of made us do that, and it worked out pretty good with Colin getting a goal. I thought it was by far his best game to this point consistently from start to finish. He was physical. He's a big, strong guy driving the net, and he was good along the wall.
What did you think of Craig Anderson's performance, even though he had a tough time in a shootout? He still had a solid game?
Well, I thought he had a real solid game, and the three guys in the shootout, they're pretty good.
Well, at the eight-minute mark of the third period, during the commercial timeout, were very animated talking to your team. What were you saying to them at that point?
Those are secrets. You can't be just giving those away for free.
Was it a pep talk?
No. It was more about just making sure we executed with the puck.
Do you think he got too defensive? Is that?
No. We had the puck in our zone, and we just need to make sure we executed with it better. We want the puck and make passes. That's all.
Did you feel it was a sloppy game, though?
I didn't think so at that time. I thought it was a pretty well-played game to this point of the first five games, probably the best-played game. I think I didn't feel it that some of the sloppiness was in Tampa and some of the other games was there. I thought consistently for the 60 minutes in this game, both teams played pretty well.
Anything else for Coach McLean? All right. Thank you, Paul.